Newsom plans to redistrict California in tit-for-tat response to Texas. Governor Gavin Newsom vowed to redraw California's congressional seats to elect more Democrats if Texas decides to move ahead with redistricting that would favor Republicans, he announced July 25. Newsom held a press conference after private discussions with Democratic Texas lawmakers about what the governor called an assault on democracy. The California governor, who has hinted at a presidential run in 2028, said he and other Democratic governors across the nation were concerned and have started discussing ways to counteract the actions by Texas and the Trump administration. "If we don't put a stake in the heart of this administration, there won't be an election in 2028," Newsom said. "We've got to fight fire with fire." The Texas legislature opened a special session July 21st to consider redrawing its congressional maps. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state needs to redraw its districts because of constitutional concerns raised by the U.S. Department of Justice surrounding four Democratic-controlled districts. A July 7th letter from Assistant U.S. Attorneys General Harmeet Dhillon and Michael Gates of the Civil Rights Division outlines concerns that the state's 9th, 18th, 29th, and 33rd congressional districts create unconstitutional coalition districts, which run afoul of the Voting Rights Act and the 14th Amendment. Coalition districts combine different minority groups to create a potential majority. President Donald Trump says redistricting Texas could widen the slim Republican House majority by several more seats. "I think we get 5, Trump told reporters at the White House on July 15th. Newsom responded to Trump's claim later that day, stating, "Two can play this game," in a post on X. Newsom didn't offer a formal plan to capture more Blue House seats, but said he and the legislature were considering 3 or 4 pathways. "One of the paths could include asking voters to weigh in on redistricting," Newsom said. "We are committed to this process," Newsom said. "This is not a bluff. This is real." Texas lawmakers flew out to meet Newsom in Sacramento before the press conference to brief the governor on the situation, according to Texas State Representative Rafael Anquia, a past chair of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus. Texas Democrats are already planning several lawsuits to fight the redistricting, according to Anquia. "We, as Democrats, are going to use every tool in our toolbox to fight this unlawful redistricting," Anquia told reporters. "Every tool is on the table, and we plan on fighting on multiple fronts." California's redistricting occurs every 10 years after the census is complete and is done through an independent commission. Bonta is all in. California Attorney General Rob Bonta told CNN's Jake Tapper on July 24th that he would join Newsom's effort to redistrict the state if Texas's plans are approved. "I would support a lawful approach to blunting and neutralizing the raw and inappropriate exercise of gerrymandering power in Texas," Bonta said. "We should neutralize any gains they try to seek if we can do it lawfully, and I believe we can." Bonta's team has already met with Newsom's team, he said. Bonta said California would seek a tit-for-tat approach. "If Texas adds 5 Republican seats, California will seek to add 5 Democratic seats." Bonta has filed 34 lawsuits against the Trump administration in 6 months over a wide range of policies and actions. Opposition calls Newsom's plan illegal. Newsom's redistricting revenge plan has already raised some eyebrows in the state. Representative Kevin Kiley said Newsom planned to abolish California's voter-approved commission in an attempt to relegate Republicans to just 3 seats out of 52 in the state. The move would give Democrats even more power and erase all checks and balances in the state, Kiley claimed. "Absolute power corrupts absolutely," Kiley posted on X. California already has a supermajority of Democrats in the state legislature, and Democrats fill every elected state seat across the board. In Congress, the state is represented by 2 Democratic senators. In the House of Representatives, 43 Democrats and 9 Republicans represent the state. Republicans make up about 40% of the state's voters, but hold only 17% of the congressional seats. Steve Hilton, a commentator and Fox News contributor who is running for governor in 2028, deemed Newsom's gerrymandering proposal an outrage. "To be clear, there is no way for Newsom and Bonta to carry out their outrageous threat lawfully," Hilton said in statement. Newsom and Bonta's illegal and unconstitutional partisan scheme is a threat to our democracy, and I will do everything in my power to resist it. Hilton vowed to take immediate legal action if Newsom and Bonta followed through with their threat. Hilton said the plan put forward by Newsom and Bonta would violate the California Constitution. In a 1983 Legislature versus Stukmagian decision, the California Supreme Court ruled that redistricting can happen only once per decade after the census and can't be amended by a voter initiative. The state would have to pass a constitutional amendment, repeal the once-a-decade redistricting rule, and transfer power back to the legislature to carry out their plans. Representative Doug LaMalfa also noted California had created an independent commission specifically to keep politics out of the process. The voters took redistricting power away from the California legislature in 2010 for a reason, he posted on X. They created the Citizens Redistricting Commission to keep partisan politics out of the process, because politicians shouldn't be allowed to rig the maps to protect their own power.